Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host today, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I tell you what, I am so excited because the Lord is going to do some great things this week. I know I say that every week, but even if we are able to wake up and see another day, this is going to be a great week. The Lord said this is going to be a great week. He shows prosperity. He shows individuals propelling or launching their different spiritual gifts. And speaking of spiritual gifts, on today we're going to discuss and we're going to have a revelation from God entitled Use What the Lord Has Given You. Use your spiritual gifts that the Lord has given you while you wait. Amen. Until your change comes. Use your spiritual gifts while you wait until your change comes. I want you to think about that for a second. And I'm actually writing this down because we're going on the revelation. And when we go on the revelation of God, we go on the authentic word of God. It's nothing that is orchestrated. It's something that the Holy Spirit gives. And so use your spiritual gifts that God has given you until your change comes. Okay? All right. Now then, I want to thank God. I want to thank my family and my friends. I want to thank all of my new connections. I want to thank many radio hosts. I will be checking in with you guys in 2015, God's will. I thank those individuals who are emailing me and wanting to come on the ministry. I thank those TV hosts and producers who are connecting with me. I appreciate that. Appreciate God for the visions that he's given me for 2015. 2015 is going to be a great year, awesome year, God's will. And I just want you to know today that I really appreciate you guys focusing in on saving our youth, the different blogs that we have, the private blogs, and then the public blogs that we have concerning our youth. I appreciate your participation. If you will look on my Loves Media and Event page, you will see some of my responses, and we're going to do maybe two or three videos per week just to analyze so that we can begin preparing for our campaign entitled Save Our Youth. And we're talking about all of our youth, not just the Pacific age group, not just the Pacific group of individuals, but saving all of our youth. But our research and our presentations will be on the Pacific age group of 1 to 14, okay? So without further ado, I would like to go ahead and begin to pray because I am so excited. I could talk all day because I have some of my great talk show individuals on and radio and some of my family and my friends and some of my military friends and just different individuals who are listening online. I appreciate that so much. I'm so excited. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and I want to pray, and I'm going to actually play our praise and worship inspirational song. And I want you to really think about how good God has been. We're going to get into the very presence of God. And as I said before, this particular ministry today is going to be based on the revelation of God. And that's a gift, amen. If God has given you a revelation, if he's given you a prophecy, God says use it, you know. And once you use it and begin to use those gifts and get comfortable in your gifts, it's kind of like shoes. Get comfortable in your gift. He says then your change will come where you will be able to utilize that gift in a way that you can help bless others. But you have to be comfortable. Write this down as God has given it to me. Amen. You have to be comfortable say, I have to be comfortable in my gift. We're going somewhere with this, ladies and gentlemen, because the Lord is that good. See what I mean? When you allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way, God begins to give you things to give to other people to help them, but also to help yourself as well. You have to be comfortable in your gift. You have to be comfortable in your gift. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray unto God, and I'm going to put on this song here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for just helping us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for your new mercies each and every day. And we ask that you bless each person, Lord, who is listening to this ministry, Lord. Bless those who are going to listen. Lord, bless those who have heard the prophecy and revelation of your voice, Lord. We ask that you bless our Mondays to be that filled with mercy, Lord. Our Tuesdays to be filled with tenacity. Our Wednesdays, Lord, to be filled, Heavenly Father, with welding of new gifts. Our Thursdays, Lord, to be filled with thankfulness. And our Fridays, Lord Jesus, to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Then as we launch into Saturday, God's will, we ask that we begin to prepare for Sunday. And as we rotate back into our beginning week, Lord, we ask that we see your presence and we seek your face, Lord, as you are getting ready to birth our new gifts, but we are getting ready to celebrate your birth, Lord. We thank you, Father, for each year that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for each gift. We thank you for each connection, Lord. We ask that you continuously bless our youth, bless their parents, bless their grandparents, their aunties, their uncles, their cousins, their friends, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we participate in these different blogs and come up with plans through prayer to save our youth and to help our men and women who are constantly trying to enforce the law, we ask that you give us a clear path, Lord, where we can understand and hear your revelation, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us, Heavenly Father, to just be better for you, Lord. We pray for those who are in bereavement, Lord. We pray for those who are in the hospitals, convalescent homes, children homes, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who have gone astray, Lord. We ask that you bring them back, Lord. We pray for hard-headedness, Lord. We pray for obedience and disobedience alike, Lord. We pray for each of our college students, Lord. We pray for their safety. We pray for them as they go into different tests, Lord. We pray for the saints of God as we experience different tests because we know that you're getting ready to bless in a mighty, mighty, mighty way, Lord. We ask, would you consecrate this head from the top to the bottom, Lord? Would you help the words to come out of this mouth to be words from you, Lord, that will help us to become better people? Lord, we thank you. Our hearts are excited. Our minds are regulated, Lord, and our eyes are looking up to you, from which cometh all of our help, because we know that all of our help comes from you, Lord. Now, as we flow out of the presence of this prayer, Lord, into the revelation and prophecy of your spirit, Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, would you help this ministry to be something that you are pleased with, Lord, and help it to continue to grow and reach people all over, Lord, seen and unseen, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for keeping us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being the God who you are, Lord. And we just ask, would you continue to help us to grow? And would you bless each person, Lord, who's listening, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, amen. Isn't God good? Amen. Praise and worship. Okay, we're coming out of 1 Corinthians 12, and we're going to start with 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, and we're going to end with verse 11. So 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11, and it reads, "There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one in the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines." Before we begin in this particular process, I want to play one more song before we begin, as the Lord has given it to me. And it's entitled, "You Can Make It." I know that a lot of individuals are waiting on their change to come. Amen. And so on today, we are going to discuss how we can use our spiritual gifts that God has given until our change comes. And our change, when we speak about change, we're talking about the change from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? And God says, when you're waiting on your change to come, right, in the pre-spiritual affirmation of "this is my gift," God says that you have to be comfortable in your gift. And we're going to talk about that. So stay with me. So here we go. "You Can Make It."
You're not in this thing alone, no.
The Lord, everybody. All right. We are getting ready to get into the revelation of God, and I want you to get out a sheet of paper. And for those of you who are more of a kind of like a visual person or a auditory person, I want you to also get out a sheet of paper because we're going to need to write some things that the Lord is going to give us. So I'm going to give you few seconds to do so. Now, what I want you to do on the sheet of paper, let's see here, is I want you to write down spiritual gifts. Okay. Then, what I want you to do under spiritual gifts is I want you to write the word comfortable. Okay. Under comfortable, I want you to write the word change. So you have spiritual gifts, you have comfortable, you have change. And then I want you to write leading. Okay. Spiritual gifts, comfortable, change, leading. Then I want you to draw a line. Okay. On the other side, I want you to write spiritual gifts. I want you to write your name. And yes, you can write your last name if you like. Okay. After that, on the other side, after you write your name, I want you to write level of faith. Excuse me, level of faith. Okay. So you should have your name, and then you should have level of faith. Okay. When we speak about change, you're going to write about, when you speak about change, we're going to write about the different phases of change, the different phases of change. So put phases. Okay. Then when we have leading, on the other side, I want you to put God. Okay. Spiritual gifts, comfortable, change, leading. You're going to put on the other side your name, level of faith, phases, and God. Okay. All right. So the revelation of God, here we go. Okay. When we discuss or talk about or think about spiritual gifts, okay, God provides spiritual gifts for each and every person on earth. Each person on this earth has a spiritual gift, whether it's drawing, singing, writing, dancing, leading, negotiating, communicating, preaching, ministering, prophesying. God has given each person a spiritual gift, okay? I want you to say, God has given me a spiritual gift. God has given Afrida Emmanuel Love a spiritual gift. Yeah, God has given me a gift. And you have to continuously say that every day. God has given me a gift. I have a purpose for being here. God has given me a gift. I have a purpose for being here. And you say that every day when you wake up. God has given me a gift. I have a purpose for being here. Because when you continuously repeat something and you continuously get in the habit of saying it, then it manifests. So the first thing that you have to realize and understand is that you have a spiritual gift. And how do you do that? You do that by affirmation to yourself. You affirm yourself. Yeah, I have a spiritual gift. And I have a purpose for being here. I have a spiritual gift and I have a purpose for being here. Now, God says that if you are at a place, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter how much you make, how much you don't make. He says it doesn't matter about your gift, okay? If you're at a place and you cannot find your spiritual gift, and you do not have a purpose, he says you are out of the will of God. He says, because each time that he places you in a place, if you're really in a relationship with God, when God places you in a particular place, there is a purpose. When you go to a restaurant, amen, God says you go there to eat. When you go to your kitchen, God says you go there to either get food or you go there to cook, you know, or sometimes you go there to socialize, but there is a purpose. He says when you go to bed, you're going to bed to sleep. He says when you go outside, you're going outside for a purpose. There is a reason. You know, when you went to church today, amen, you went for the word of God. When you practice, you're practicing to manifest what God has given you. God said there is a purpose for everything. For instance, he says with the youth, if the youth, if they participate in a sport, there is a purpose for them playing. They are playing probably to win. They are playing probably to get experience so that when they get older, they can play that sport. He says when a child acts out, there is a purpose for doing so. There is something wrong. He says there is always a purpose for everything that we do. But when we strategically are placed in a place or a situation and do not have a purpose, he says we are in the wrong place. Have you ever heard of some people are just, you know, at the wrong place, at the wrong time? You know, God says because they're out of the will of God, they don't have a purpose for being there. They're just there. So God says that we have to strategically make sure that we are in the right place, put the right place. Say, yes, I have a spiritual gift, and I have to be in the right place. I have a spiritual gift, and I have to be in the right place so that I can have the right purpose. Yeah, I have a spiritual gift, and I have to be in the right place so that I can have a purpose, okay? So that's how you know if you are reaching your destiny, because you are in the what? Right place. You are in the right place. And when you're in the right place, God says that you always have a purpose because you are in the right place. Amen? Okay. Great. So God has placed you in the right place. You're in the right place. Okay? You're in the right place. And as we said before, and your spiritual gifts are growing. He says, and he has allowed you to taste and see that the Lord is good. God is not just talking about, when God says taste and see that the Lord is good, he's not just talking about the relationship with him. He's talking about using your gifts and getting comfortable with your gifts. He says getting comfortable with your gifts. You must be comfortable with the gift that God has given you. If God has given you the Spirit to speak, God says you must be comfortable. He says you start out at small venues, then you move to medium venues, then you move to large venues. Some people can just cold turkey go to large venues. He says that is because of their comfort level. He says because their faith has grown and their trust in him has grown. So God says in order for you to be comfortable in your gift, you must know your level of faith. Okay? There is not a number that can describe your faith. Your faith is the level of expectation that you have for God and the level of love and trust that you have in God. God says when you go to the shoe department store, he says you always select your correct shoe size. He says it's very rare that we go to the store and we select a size that fits small or a size that is too large because we will walk out of our shoes. So God says, just like a shoe, he says we must be able to fit comfortably into our spiritual gifts before God is able to propel us. So God says that if we prematurely go about our spiritual gift and do not allow it to grow, he says then we become stagnated. And how many of you know that if you wear small shoes that your toes begin to hurt? God says you begin to hurt and you begin to go through the storms of life when you are not comfortable with who you are and you're not comfortable with your gift. He says then you just give up all of a sudden. He says that's just like life. When people cannot find a way to live and when they get uncomfortable and when their faith decreases and when, or if they're too egocentric and they shoot for the stars when they need to be shooting for the moon, he says, and they fail at what they do, he says then their level of comfort goes down. He says, so therefore you must be comfortable in the gift, you know, for the children to understand. He said, just like Cinderella. He says, Cinderella lost her glass slipper, since we're talking about shoes. And so the prince goes and looks for the lady who lost her glass slippers. And there are many ladies who try on this Cinderella shoe. And One lady basically just forced her foot into that shoe, and it didn't fit. It popped off. God says that's how our comfort level has to be. It has to be at our level. It has to be at the level that God is expecting. So in order for us to experience the comfort level of our spiritual gifts, we must have a certain level of faith and trust in God. If your faith is small in God, then your comfort level is small. If your level of faith in God is huge, then your comfort level is huge. But you must have a level of comfort in order to utilize your gifts. Let's move on to change. When we talk about change, there are phases in life with a spiritual gift. As I said before, God is showing a seed. He said when a seed is planted, he says the expectation is for that seed to grow. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? The seed is not going to grow unless you water it, unless you allow the sun to shine, unless you keep it up. God says you must practice with your spiritual gifts on a daily basis, whatever it is, even if you're excellent at it and you can do it in your sleep. God says you must still practice. You must still study the Word of God if you're ministering. He said in each one of your gifts, there are phases. There is a premature phase, there is a beginning phase, a middle phase, and there is a work in progress phase. He said with each of these phases, there are changes. Why? Because your level of faith change. He says, and because your level of faith change, he says you go through different phases. And as I said before, we don't stay babies all the time. We go through the changes of life. There are changes of life when we get older, right? He says, so this is what happens with our spiritual gift. He says there are phases that we go through, and those phases are determined by our level of faith. Okay? Let's move on to spiritual gifts. When we talk about leading, God should be at the center. God should be leading and guiding us in our spiritual gifts. A lot of people, some people always want to take the lead. God says, beware. He says, because with God, God says he is slow but patient. And with God, when this is your gift, your spiritual gift, you lead your own. You lead, you allow the Lord to lead you in your spiritual gift. You have to be aware of those who just sporadically just incline themselves to lead your spiritual gifts. God says that is your gift. You have a gift of speaking to people. You have a gift of networking. You have a gift of spiritual affirmation. You have a gift of singing. You have a gift of prophecy. You have a gift of teaching. You have a gift of leading. You have a gift of whatever it is. God says allow him to take the lead so he can lead and guide you. If you, because you placed your name up there, are not behind God in your spiritual gift, God says you're out of the wheel. Why? Because you're listening to individuals who is unable to fit the shoes that you wear. So therefore, because you're allowing other people to dictate to you about your spiritual gifts that God has given, and you're not allowing the Lord to lead, he says there are going to be some uncomfortable levels. He says there are going to be points in which you feel like throwing away your spiritual gifts because they're too small, they're too uncomfortable, or they're too big. They always fall off. Everything you do, it does not succeed. Everything you touch, it's not successful. He says because you are not allowing God to lead and you are not leading your own spiritual gift that God has given. So God says the only way that the manifestation of your spiritual gift, say the only way of my spiritual gift, is that if I allow God to lead me and guide me in producing this spiritual gift. Period, point blank. So God says, let's reiterate before we get to the second phase. God says with your spiritual gifts, everyone has a spiritual gift. Every single person. Afraid of love, I have a spiritual gift. I have a purpose. I have a purpose for being here on earth. I have a spiritual gift. You say that every day, but say your name, okay? Comfort level. Comfort level deals with your faith. What type of relationship you have with God? Your level of faith. What is your level of faith? You can't put a number on your level of faith. Your level of faith is how much you trust God. What are you willing to do? If God told you to step out on faith today, would you do it? That is the type of faith God is talking about. He says your level of faith determines your comfort level. When you are comfortable with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will go to him for anything. When you have a true relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God says a lot of people aren't coming to him because their level of faith is slim. They'll go to their friends first. God says you are to come to him because he is not only able to comfort you, right? He says, but he is able to make you comfortable in the gift that he has given. Because if the Lord has given you a gift and you're uncomfortable, it's because your level of faith is diminished. That's what God says. Change. We all change. We change daily, right? We change as we age. God says our spiritual gift, the phases, changes. We start out small as a seed. Then we begin to grow. And as we grow, some things may happen. You know, as your plant grows, a rabbit may come and, you know, try to eat up the plant or whatever you're planting. Insects may come. But God says that there are different phases. And sometimes you have to rebuild. God has to tear us down to rebuild us. And I said, remember I said, that's my prayer. And God has. And you know what? A lot of things has happened that's great since God has done that. Okay? So God says the phases. He says there are changes. Things happen. He says every day is not Sunday. He says, but things happen. And because everything is every day is not Sunday, he says there are different phases. And those phases are there to only make us stronger. Okay? Those phases are only there to make us stronger. Remember that. All right? Then we go on to leading. God should be at the center, but he also should be leading and guiding us in our particular spiritual gift. If someone else is leading in your spiritual gift that God has given, then there's a problem. You're out of the will of God. That's what God says. He says you're out of the will of God if someone else is leading and guiding your particular spiritual gift. Okay? So without further ado, we're going to listen to Best Days, and then I'm going to come back with you in the second phase.
Daily I'm making sense.
right, all right. Best Days by Sister Tamela Mann. All righty. So let's talk a little bit. Just to give you a synopsis, I've had several people join me. The first portion of our segment dealt with spiritual gifts. And we talked about everybody has a purpose. You have a plan. God has made a plan for you while you're here. We talked about comfort levels are based on our level of faith and what we believe and trust in, which should be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Then we talked about change. There are phases. God plants that seed within us, and we must allow it to grow by what? Practicing and nourishing our spiritual gift. Then we talk about leading. God should be the Alpha and the Omega in any of our doings, our goings, and are coming in, and God should be the first and last. God should be the center of everything that we do. And I guarantee you that everything that you do will prosper if God is the center and if he's leading it. Now we're up to our second segment, which is entitled Use What You Have. Use What You Have. And as we said before, we were talking about a mansion, and I told you to name many things that you wanted to have in your mansion, right? And as the Lord showed, we should have love, faith, and hope, right? And God says, within each room of your mansion, you use what you have. There are going to be many things that you're going to need with this particular gift, just like a baby, right? And God says, just like you do at any other event, or if you're having a child, he says, you make a in the world, it's called a wish list, but God says in the spiritual world, right, it's called prayer, a prayer list. And you take your prayer list every day unto God. And when you take your prayer list unto God, to God in a humble manner, say, Lord, I'm using everything that I have. I'm using my voice. I'm using my hands for service. I'm using my eyes to look up towards the hills from which cometh thy help. I'm using my feet to walk in righteousness. But Lord, in order for me, and be personal with God, in order for me to really bring out the power that you have invested in me, Lord, this is what I need. And guess what? The Lord will hear your prayers, and he will give you according to what he sees fit for you to have with your spiritual gift. One thing we do not want to do is go to God and complain to God about what we don't have. He says, be thankful for everything. And you be thankful over the small things. God will give you the increase. So you go to God in that manner, right? You go to God in that manner, and you have to use what you have. You have to be comfortable in your particular gift, whatever gift that is. You have to be comfortable using what you have, right? Because you're not going to always have a microphone. You're not going to always have music to play or accompany you. You're not going to always have people to introduce you. Sometimes you have to introduce yourself. So God says you must be comfortable in what you do. There must be a level of comfort. He says, but the main thing, and we continuously say this, is use what you have. Okay? And so let's think about this. I want you to write down. I want you to write down some things that you feel you would need with this new spiritual gift. Now, many of you will say, but I don't know what the Lord is going to give me. Well, during the holidays or when people give you just gifts, do you always know what's inside? You don't. What you have to do is you have to open up the gift. God is saying today, open up the gift. Open up the gift. You know what you're good at. You know what you're good at. And God says, open up the gift. He says, and there are some things that are missing within your gift, just like when you open up, for instance, a car, children, or when you have a doll that's remote control. You have to go get batteries, and you have to get this, and you have to get that. Well, God says, well, with your gift, you have to pray unto God so that he can continuously bless you with this gift and help you to grow your gift, right? So therefore, God says, open up the gift. Stop holding back. He says, open up the gift and utilize the gift in a way that it will minister to others. Okay? So those gifts that we're talking about, those gifts that you're currently writing down, the things that you need to go with this gift, God says, make that into a prayer. All right? And I'm going to give you an example again. Lord, I have these hands. Thank you, Lord, for these hands. These hands are used for service, Lord. Lord, thank you for the eyes to be able to look up towards the hill. Lord, thank you for my feet, Lord, for being able to walk into the path of righteousness. Lord, thank you for my ears to being able to hear the revelation of God where I can give it to the people and also encourage myself. But, Lord, I need a platform where I can help other people. Lord, I need, it doesn't have to be big, Lord, it doesn't have to be fancy, it's just a place where I can minister unto people, and I can tell people about the will of God. And Lord, I thank you for the things you bless me with. Lord, I thank you for the rich word that you've given, Lord. I thank you for the anointed hands. I thank you for the feet that help me walk in righteousness. I thank you for the heart you give me, Lord, the heart to love in spite of. I thank you for patience that you've given me. I thank you for what you've delivered, Heavenly Father. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for the past, present, and future, Lord. But, Lord, I want to be able to help your people. I want to be able to magnify who you are. That's how you have to go to God. You have to go to God in a serious tone, and you have to go to God, and you have to be specific. You notice that in that particular prayer, I say, Lord, it doesn't have to be fancy, because it doesn't, as long as I'm giving the word of God. You know? And as long as people are getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, that's all that really matters. And so what's your prayer? How are you going to pray unto God to help with your gift? Yours might not be education. It might not be the spiritual world. It may not be the entertainment world. It may be singing. It may be leading something. It may be you own a corporation. What is your prayer unto God? What do you already have? That's a for sure thing that you would like for God to give as the increase. That's how you have to go to God. You can't go to God, Lord, you know, I'm really tired of this. So-and-so is getting on my nerves. I'm ready to just go. And no, we don't go to God like that, because God doesn't have to bless you to be have anything. All right? God doesn't even have to bless us to have a voice to talk. So we go to God in thankfulness. God says, come to him in thankfulness, and he will bless us in thankfulness. Right? God says, think on the good things. And a lot of people think that, you know, that's just for when people pass away. God says, no, you're supposed to be thinking on the good things on a daily basis. When you come to God, God doesn't want to hear all the complaining. He says, cast your burdens. He didn't say complaints. He says, your burdens, whatever is weighing you down, because we're supposed to love our neighbors anyway, amen? Just imagine in this world, and I'm just going where God is leading me, just imagine in this world if we loved each other and we didn't complain about each other, right? If we loved every last person, or at least liked them, every person who comes across our path, and we didn't go to God complaining, you know how many blessings God could give us? But God says a lot of us, our prayers are complaining about people and how we want to get away from people instead of thanking God for the people and praying for the people, then asking God if it's his will to help us walk in the will that he has given us. That's why we miss the mark of the highest calling, because we're trying to pray people away instead of pray burdens away. Those things that hinder us from getting into the presence of God, those things that hinder us from our spiritual gifts, those things that affect our comfort level, those things that causes us to be ungrateful for the little things that we have. But I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. God says, be thankful for what you do have and use it, optimize it, and he will bless it double fold. We have to use what we have. And when we use what we have, God will bless it like so. Okay? So this week, let's make sure that we have a great week. Let's make sure that we are continuously praying to God. We are continuously finding comfort in our spiritual gift, whatever that gift is. Let's make sure of that. Okay? Let's make sure of that. And also, let's make sure that we are allowing God to lead and guide us. Make sure that our level of faith is increasing on a daily basis, okay? Make sure that we're comfortable in our gift, you know. If you put on shoes that are too small, your feet, they're going to hurt. If you put on shoes that are too big, you're going to walk out of them. God says that you must be comfortable in your gift. You must be comfortable. You must get to that level. He says at first it's going to be uncomfortable. He says, but as you grow, he says the comfort level is going to become easy. It's kind of like when I had my hair braided. My head was hurting for like 2 days because I wasn't comfortable with it. And then after I got used to it, it didn't bother me. That's what God says. He says he wants to get to that point. It's kind of like breathing, right? We breathe, and we don't have to do it on purpose. It's just we breathe. Well, that's how our gifts, our spiritual gifts are. We have to use them until we get comfortable with them. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but we have to use them until we get comfortable. Okay? So spiritual gifts, comfort, change, leading. You have to say, I have a purpose. I have a level of faith. There are phases that I'm going to go through, and you have to allow God to lead. Then you have to be comfortable in your gift. I said that again. Then within your mansion, you have to use what you have. There are going to be some things that you're missing, and you're going to have to go to God, and you're going to have to pray to God. But you're going to have to thank God for the things he's blessed you with this far. You're going to have to pray unto God and thank him. Okay? So remember that. Use your spiritual gifts that God has given until your change comes. And I want to leave you with this. The woman with issue of blood had a problem for 12 long years. And what God is showing is up until that 12th year, the woman did not seek our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? In the Bible, if you read that story, it says there was a woman with an issue of blood for 12 long years. As I said, long years. And so this particular woman with the issue of blood, right, the question is, and we're going to talk about this briefly, is how many times this particular lady called on the name of Jesus. How many times did this particular lady call on the name of Jesus? Okay? She had an issue of blood. How many times did she call on the name of Jesus? And I want you to look in the Bible and find how many times she did. God says many times the reason why we can't use our spiritual gift, I'm speaking from Revelation now, is because we fail to seek God. We fail to practice our spiritual gifts. We know what it is. Just like she knew that the issue was she had a problem with her blood. There was an issue. She knew there was an issue. But if we don't call on God, if we don't seek his face, then another 12 years is going to go by. God says our spiritual gifts, those spiritual gifts that we have, must grow. But those gifts cannot grow unless we seek guidance from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is no one who can water your seed like you can. Okay? There's no one who can water your seed like you can. That is your gift. That is your gift. There's no one who can do it like you. The only person that can take over your spiritual gift is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's it. No one can wear your shoes. No one can walk where you've been but you. That's what God is saying. He says, so with that, when we use our spiritual gifts, right, when we use those particular things to help in our spiritual walk, he says we're able to help it grow. But I really want you to focus on the woman with the issue of blood for 12 long years. And I want you to see how many times she called on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It was that 12th year that she actually came out of her house. And God said that is symbolic of opening up her gift. And she walked up to the Lord. She made her way, crawled to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God says that is symbolic of allowing God to to anoint the gift and lead us while we have this gift. She walked up to him and she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And taking the initiative to have a relationship with God, that is what is going to open the doors to our spiritual gifts. But if we continuously sit, if we do not seek his face, if we do not seek God, we're going to continue to suffer, or we're going to continue to not be able to utilize our gifts. God says, get up. He says, go and seek his face. Some people say, well, I have a relationship with God. That's great. But go and seek his face. Take action. Okay? So we must utilize the spiritual aspects of our gifts. And we must also use what we have, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So I want you to remember that. Okay? Before we leave, and before I give you the announcements, I would like to recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto each and every one of you. I want you to know that we serve a God who is bigger than life. I want you to know that the God we serve is able to help us. He's able to keep us. He's able to deliver us from many things. The God I serve and the God I know and the God I have a relationship with is a healer. He's a way maker. He's able to open up doors that no man can open. He's able to give life in a dead situation. He's able to help us with our gifts. He's able to carry us through. He's able to anoint us. He's able to bless everything that we do and make it prosperous. He's able to put us to bed at night. He's able to dry eyes. He's able to bless those and comfort those who have lost someone or something. He's able to give back what the devil stole. He is my everything. He is the King of Kings. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is my shelter. He's my protector. He is the temple. He is the one who gives me wisdom and knowledge. He's the one that keeps me in character. Amen. He's the one that I look up to. He's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today, I just wanted to tell you what he is to me. But today I want to recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you. You know, if you've been out of the ark of safety, you haven't been going to church, God says the church starts in your heart. You have to start reading your Bible. When you read your Bible, God will lead and guide you. We're not going to force people into the house of the Lord without the Lord authorizing that and getting them and preparing them to be ready to go into the house of the Lord. Wherever you are at this particular time in your life, there is nothing so bad that you could have done that the Lord would not forgive you. None of us are perfect. We've all fallen short. We've all sinned. Nobody is perfect. God says, come as you are. And so I always recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even on this Blog Talk Radio. I recommend our Lord and Savior because the Word of God is true. The Word of God can be illustrated anywhere. It doesn't matter where. So I recommend our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, unto you today. And I want you to listen to this song. It's entitled, There Is Room at the Cross. And this is by the late Reverend Clay Evans. And I want you to know that there is room at the cross for you. And then I will come back with our announcements.
Feel good. Look on that cell phone, I said, there is room Yeah!
That was the late Reverend Clay Evans with There Is Room at the Cross, and there is room at the cross just for you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank God, my family and friends, and all of the listeners for just taking our time to listen to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I have a few announcements to make, then I'm going to bid you good night. Please continue to encourage your family and friends to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. God forwards artists, promoters, writers, authors, actors, actress, any type of positive community leader, TV talk show host, anyone who wants to come on the ministry, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry. In addition to that, we would like to thank the community for coming out to the Michael Tucci Journey. The program was a success. All of the individuals who put on the program, Ms. Evans and all of the team, the Michael Tucci team and the church and the youth groups and just the whole community, we would like to extend our thanks to you, because without you, there would be no program. So we really appreciate the success of that program. We appreciate the life of Mr. Michael Tucci, and we look forward to hearing great things in the future. So that particular program on December 6th at 6 p.m. was a success. Amen. Praise God. Please continue to pray for at least 240 individuals. If you had to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. And please, please pray for those you know and those who you do not know. We would like to keep those who have lost someone in our prayers continuously, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we also know that God is a comforter, he's a healer, and he's a provider in times of trials and tribulations and things that go on within our lives. In addition to that, please be sure that you're cognizant of the Love Media and Event page. I have some great things going on. I have some great connections going on with TV and entertainment and gospel. And also, I will be featuring some videos every now and then, probably on the weekends when I have more time, of things that are going on concerning our youth. And this particular segment is entitled Save Our Youth. And so I'm really focusing on the youth, and I'm focusing on issues going on in the community within our youth. And we're going to actually kick off our first workshop in Bellmead, Texas, in June, God's will. And I will be sending out letters and things of that nature for each and every one of you to come out and to support. We will have a talent show as well as some dynamic speakers who have been in the field and who work with children. We'll have some law enforcement individuals, and the whole goal is not to put anybody under the bus. The goal is to come up with strategies and ways in which we can unite our youth and help them to be able to survive and thrive within the communities, prospective communities, within the cities, and to also provide some feedback to those individuals who keep us safe out in the field, such as law enforcement and other individuals who keep us safe. But we do, the main focus is we do want to help all of our students. We want to make sure they're safe. That is my priority. That is even the reason why I'm launching this huge program, which is going to kick off in June, God's will. But if you continue to look on my Facebook page, you will see that I'm updating my particular PowerPoint, because I want to make sure that you are updated on what is going on and how good God is. We have our shirts. I'm going to go ahead and confirm that I do like that design. And I still have individuals who are texting me right now about the event that took place on yesterday. As I said before, that's a success. That's dealing with our youth. And I want to hear more success stories with our youth. But once again, the purpose of the particular workshop in June, the first weekend in June, is to first of all allow the students to show off some of their talent. And the theme is Save Our Youth. So whatever they do, it has to be something with saving our youth and becoming a better person. And then also we're going to have dynamic speakers. And so the gist of the workshop is to bring things to light. I'm going to have a lot of demonstrations, real demonstrations, bring things to life, and to also show how we are to react as youth. We're going to get into the mindset of our youth, because many things happen, and we don't understand our youth sometimes because we're so grown, amen, that we don't think about their side, in other words. And we're not saying to let them get away with anything. That's not the goal. The goal is to make sure that they're safe. That's the whole purpose. So we're going to do that And God is that good, because as I said before, I have many individuals. I have some individuals from out of state who wants to come to this workshop and speak. And unfortunately, I have selected most of my speakers, but I invite each and every one of you to come out because it's going to be a great occasion. We're going to have the T-shirts. We're going to have the talent show. And so I want you to come out, and I want you to just enjoy. It will be from 2:30 to about 7:30, but it's not going to be our workshop. As I said before, it's going to be a talent show. So we're going to have two different segments. It's going to be the workshop and the talent show. You can stay for both. You can stay for one. But we want you to come out. But in addition to that, I want you to just be cognizant of things that are going on. We have the Stellars. Please vote at TheStellars or TheStellarAwards.com. Look on my website. It's on my website. Please vote for who you would like, your artist, and who ministers to you the most and all that good stuff. Please vote. And also vote for the radio markets because that's very important as well. Okay. So as I said before, just make sure that you continuously watch my page, the Love, Media, and Event page, because God is going to put some surprises there, some people whom you never imagined, and things of that nature. And also watch my Facebook page and the ministry, because God is bringing a strong word, and he's going to bring some people as well that I'm connecting with. We have individuals in music, entertainment, the arts. We just have all types of people who's coming on the Love of Jesus ministry. So I really appreciate that. As we speak right now, I'm receiving many emails. But as I said before, I really appreciate each and every one of you. And also stay with me on tomorrow as we go over our top 12 gospel artists. And I'm going to play that. Also, understand that in a few weeks, probably during the, you know, holiday break, I'm going to get my Live 365 up and going, because that will be used for the Monday musics. And I will do some interviews and conduct some interviews on there as well. So as I said before, let's make this week a great week. Let's make sure that on tomorrow we're praying unto God, and we want to make sure that we experience new mercies. Tomorrow starts a new day. And so whatever happened last week, whatever happened the week before, we're starting with new mercies. God says, new mercies I see. All right. And so let's make it through Monday. All right. God's will, I'll be with you on Monday. Then Tuesday, you catch up on the ministry. Then Wednesday is prayer day. And you know that we're getting close to the finish line. Hey, man, when Wednesday comes, I look so forward to Wednesday. I'm just so excited. Wednesday. Where are you at? You know. But I really appreciate that. And I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Please continue to connect with me. I would love to connect with many individuals. I would love to do some workshops, conduct some workshops. As I said before, the huge workshop will be in June. But I would love to work with youth. Anything with speaking with youth, I'm pretty much available. So without further ado, as I said before, please, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.